I wanted to talk about the brand new series, Dexter New Blood, which was the season finale just aired last night on Showtime. I happened to watch it. I'm going to give my opinion on the series as a whole, as well as this last episode. I have to say, I have been re-watching the original series since it first came out, I think 2007 or 8 or something like that. It's been many, many years since Dexter's first season released. I thought at the time it was an original series, and I thought it was an extremely interesting concept, although it was taken from the books by Jeff Lindsay. They happened to cast the perfect person to play Dexter in Michael C. Hall. I don't think they could have got someone that could pull off the psychopath persona and go around killing people, even people in some cases that you like, and then you still like Dexter. It's a tough thing to separate your love for Michael C. Hall from his character Dexter, who can at times be despisable, especially when he breaks Harry's code, Harry being his dad. The series, after it concluded the first 8 seasons, Showtime decided to go ahead and air this one season. I think the reason why they did it, or why everyone agreed to do it, was because a lot of people were disappointed with the finale of season 8, the series finale of the original series, which I don't want to get into on this recording. I will say in this final season here, it had a much different tone to that of the original series. It was more laid back when he worked in Miami Metro. It took itself a little more seriously, I think, at times. The music was more dramatic. You had more inner thoughts that were played. What Dexter was thinking, his inner voice. And there were a lot more flashbacks of Dexter and Harry and things like that. If I'm being honest, it was just way better written, the series. And I'm including all 8 had better writers in it than did this final Dexter New Blood. I was happy that they made a further season, though, having said that. It's just kind of weird. There's just a lot of different little things. They brought back Dexter. They messed with his hairdo. They made it look weird. They made it look like so it would match Harrison's hairdo, I think, with the little leaves pointing. I don't know. His hair was just the same, almost the same as Harrison's hair. They brought back Harrison, of course, as supposedly a fully grown adult, still in high school, although he's probably about 25, 30 years old in real life. I'm not sure. You know how they do that. They bring these guys that look a little young, and then they say, hey, you're going to play an 18-year-old. He played Dexter's son. He was really good. I thought he was pretty good playing his son. I don't know. The kid was blonde, though, initially, so he turns out to have dark hair when he grew up. That was weird to me. They brought back Deborah Morgan, or Jennifer Carpenter, to play the part of Dexter's sister, and it was strictly in flashbacks, sort of taking the place of Harry. Harry, which I thought was weird, never made an appearance in this final season. I don't know if that was because the actor that played Harry, James Remar, if he wasn't available, or they just, I don't know, for whatever reason, creatively, they didn't put him in the script. It would have been nice to have seen Harry make an appearance in the season, and that did not happen in this final season. I just want to talk about the guest appearances really quick. Batista made a comeback in this season, although it was very limited role, but he was in a couple of episodes. And then also the only other notable that made an appearance was John Lithgow, who played the part of the Trinity Killer. His scene was so smooth, I didn't even realize that he was recast to shoot the scene. I thought it was part of the original series. It was just that smooth. It was like a little scene that we hadn't seen before with him and baby Harrison in the blood, where he gave him a little talking to. In this season, Dexter was romantically involved with the police chief. Through the course of the season, she starts to have her suspicions about Dexter, which culminates ultimately in the finale, which is what I wanted to talk about next. The finale of this series, and what I hope is the finale of any Dexter's. Hopefully there's no spinoffs after this. Finally, at the end of the episode, at the last episode, which, by the way, was the best episode of the entire series, which has 10 episodes in it. This one was the best because Dexter had the heat on him again. His girlfriend puts him in cuffs and places him under arrest for the murder of one of the people that he killed. And he was able to try to explain it away, and eventually she still doesn't believe him and puts him behind bars. And then here's where I believe the show makes a misstep. Well, I think it was done intentionally. I just don't think that he would have done this. And that was, in order to escape from jail, Dexter ends up killing the police officer that was guarding him by the name of Logan. I just don't think he would have done that. That wasn't in Harry's code. He would not have done that. And there was no coming back from that. He could have lied about all the other murders that happened in that city. There was no coming back from killing Logan from what he did. After he did that, he went and tried to reunite with his son in a remote location and get together with him to try to leave, build a life somewhere else with his son. The son wasn't having any of that. He was like, "Did you kill Coach?" He's like, "There was no other way. I swear there was no other way." And so there was this discussion between Harrison and his dad. It was revolving around, "Can't you see what kind of a person you are? And it's never going to end, and you only hurt the people that are closest to you. My mom and all his sister and all the different people who Dexter has killed that he was close to." And basically the scene ends with Harrison shooting Dexter through the heart. The police chief girlfriend comes along, finds Harrison, wipes the prints off the gun, tells them to get the heck out of town and don't ever be seen around here again. And I assume she was taking the blame for the murder or for the killing. And the credits roll, and that is the end of Dexter. Now, I have to say, I think I have an emotional attachment to Dexter. I didn't see him as being as dark as they made him in this final series. Although he did kill or was responsible for Doakes getting killed. And there may have been one or two other people that he killed that were not part of the code or that were unintentional. He probably did have it coming, but I don't know. It was just hard to see him be killed off like that in the end. Somehow you just would have liked to have seen go down differently. Maybe have Kurt Caldwell kill him, or somehow have the bad guy kill him instead of his own son offing Dexter. Might have been more satisfying. It was just hard to see it end like that. Maybe there isn't a good way to end it. Maybe that's part of what the writers were struggling with when they wrote this final episode of Dexter. So that is kind of my review of Dexter. I really liked the original series. This final 10 episode pilot, so to speak, I would probably give it 3 stars. And it culminated with a really good final episode. That is my review. Thanks for listening. I was listening to Bynum Entertainment on YouTube. His Brutally Honest Thoughts, in parentheses, I'm Disgusted, review of Dexter New Blood, the finale. He brought up some good points about this final episode of Dexter. One of them was that Dexter would have never killed Logan, and I mentioned that in my review. It wasn't just that he killed Logan, it was what it meant by him killing Logan was the writers were ignoring the canon, were ignoring the fact that Dexter would never go against Harry's code like that. They also turned him into the psychopath that everyone was writing about when, in fact, Dexter wasn't really a true psychopath. He had feelings. He did have emotions. He did care and love people. He loved his son. He loved his wife and his girlfriends. He had empathy. So that was one of the things that they really screwed up. He mentioned bringing back Batista. On the very last episode, Batista was like, "I'm on my way." She called him and said, "Hey, I'm pretty sure Dexter, he's alive. Here's a picture." Batista's like, "I'm on my way." And then they never followed up with that. Would have been really cool to have seen Batista confront Dexter. That would have been something that would have been interesting, but they sort of threw away that storyline. Then he also raised the point where his girlfriend, who was the chief of police, got really cold with him the last 4 episodes. Yeah, I guess it was the last 3 or 4 episodes. She didn't really hug him or kiss him. Or what he had mentioned was that he's so good at reading people, their emotions, that he would have noticed that. He would have noticed something was off, and he would have picked up on that and would have probably quashed it. But the writers in this version of Dexter, they made him not Dexter. This isn't the Dexter that we remembered. Also, when at the final, after he had killed Logan, he had blood all over the place. And Bynum Entertainment makes the point that Dexter always cleaned up after himself.
he left blood, I guess, in a previous murder earlier in the season, and he hadn't cleaned up after himself like as methodically as he used to. Yes, of course, he hadn't been doing it for the last 10 years, so he was a little out of practice. So you kind of give him a pass on the first one, but it was just overall very disappointing. And on his, in his opinion, it basically ruined his life, which I think that's a total exaggeration. It didn't ruin anyone's life, but I agree with Bynum Entertainment in that I would have preferred they just left. If they had just left him as the lumberjack, the way season 8 finale finished would have been fun, would have been better than the way they completed this version. And also, there was that potential, and I was leading up to at the end of this season, maybe they'll do one more season with Dexter and extend the storyline. Maybe have him go on the run or something. That had crossed my mind. I'm guessing that Michael C. Hall didn't want to continue the character. He didn't want to continue doing this forever. It had to end somewhere. And Bynum Entertainment and I agree that if you had to kill Dexter, probably shouldn't be at the electric chair. That's disrespectful to the canon and to the character. It, in my opinion, would have been better to one of his victims and they killed each other. Something along those lines. The writing could have been much better in the way that this Dexter ended. And it's unfortunate that they didn't have a better script for at least for this last episode. Maybe they should have consulted with the previous writers on how they should have ended it.